We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Yeah, we sum up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, nerd talk, news, and more. We're going to make some silly jokes. There is a crane moving outside of our window here at work, and I feel like maybe the Empire is what I would have said when I was younger, or the First Order set this crane up, because usually they're like yellow or red, and then they're covered in brightly lit lights for the holidays or to support some football team or something like that, right? Well, this crane is like a dark blue or gray color, no lights, and when the sun is coming up, it looks like something evil is being built across the way from us. First of all, if you're not covered in lights in downtown Seattle and you're a crane, are you even doing it right? Secondly, there's another dark crane behind it, but the top is at least yellow, so it looks normal. Is there an evil construction company? Because that sounds cool. I can't even imagine. What are you building also? I mean, obviously condos or some sort of building to replace businesses downtown. It's crazy. Okay, anyway, sorry, I just like daydreaming looking out the window there. At least I'm not trying to look in windows at the Doing It Hotel across the way. There's a piece of my childhood that is somehow still hanging on. And I don't know how because it seems it is so irrelevant, but still current.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Happy birthday to the Jaundice family from Springfield. The Simpsons today turns 30 years old. They've done 552 episodes. Rolling Stone tried to break it down into the top 150. Get out of here. That's easy. It's Mr. Plow, the monorail, Homer Goes to Space, and anything with Kodos and Kang.
Duh.
Billie Eilish was alive for exactly zero of those episodes I just mentioned. Quick update from yesterday. Boeing will indeed halt 737 MAX 8 production in Renton starting in January. Bummer. Recall the bomber filled with coal, though. The airline manufacturer added a pleasant surprise. There won't be any layoffs for the 12,000-strong staff there. Merry freaking Christmas. Seattle's latest controversy involves a conference on homelessness inviting a burlesque dancer to perform for attendees. Ends in lap dances and dollars flying. The director of the group resigns. A former mayoral candidate defends the move. Others are outraged. I can't think of a more Seattle story to sum up this decade than that.
You just got news.
I want to go back to that Simpsons subject there from earlier. That's crazy to me that show is even still on. I want to know who's watching it. So it was, let's call it 2011, 2012 maybe. And I was dating this gal and she loved The Simpsons. And I was like, you're crazy. Nobody likes The Simpsons anymore. She's like, no, it's still real good. And I'm like, no, that's not possible. It was a show in the 90s that like Conan O'Brien wrote for and like, I don't know, it was like sort of edgy and fun and silly and irreverent and well-written and the jokes were good. But those characters have remained that same age-ish for forever, just like South Park. Well, South Park is so fast at turning around ideas and The Simpsons has to be done way out in advance. Sorry, I'm still sick. And so, like, by the year 2000, The Simpsons seemed irrelevant to me. And so now we're talking about, you know, a dozen years later, and I watched, like, half a season. And this is, like, when The Family Guy was still at its height, so I'd watch that. But The Simpsons was still very funny. I was, like, very surprised to see how much I cared about it. But I can't name one episode or one thing that happened in that half season that I watched. Yet I can rattle off old episodes from my childhood. No problem. How is that show still around? I mean, sorry, I asked a question and didn't give you time to think about it there, but how's that show still around? It's the problem with art becoming profitable, I guess. You can make a show, it's real fun, it's real funny, gets a following, and then it's always good enough that it like makes its money back, so the network keeps it because it's a sure thing. And that's good. I'm really glad for the people that are employed by it. And the voiceover artists, that's rad. I just can't imagine it still being good. I guess I should watch an episode or two. They've done 500 plus episodes? 550? Like, what network is it that does, like, a full marathon where they play all of the episodes over the course of a week? FXX or something like that? I'd watch that for, like, a few minutes. Maybe that's the way to get in some of these episodes. I don't... Are they on Hulu now or something? I can't remember where they landed. Anyway, that's just bonkers to me. Also, I want to talk about this space weed. Here, check this out.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
SpaceX soon will be blasting coffee and cannabis into space. They have drug-sniffing space dogs, Elon. Coffee's not going to get it by them, just saying. Look, want to get high? Jokes aside, space is weird enough. Can you imagine if one of the astronauts gets to try a little space vape? Ultimate existential freakout moment from way above the Earth. The ultimate in online jerk moves. Somebody coordinated a mass strobe cyber attack against people associated with the Epilepsy Foundation. Wow. Whole new levels of b***ness. I can't say that. They were sent videos and GIFs of flashing strobe lights to Twitter followers of the group to trigger seizures in viewers. To top it off, they did it during National Epilepsy Awareness Month. I don't even know what you would do to these people that did this attack. And finally, eating spicy chili peppers looks likely to be great for your heart health. I don't know. Anyone who remembers Dumb and Dumber? A bootload of Italians were studied, and those that ate red hot chili peppers as part of their diet were about a quarter less likely to have heart problems. Oh, Super Mario!
Uh-oh!
It's spicy stuff, not mushrooms, you dingus!
Wah!
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Yeah, so that's space weed. For real, though, just think about this. If you actually went to space, like all of the stuff... I remember when I was a kid, people said, if you smoke weed, you're going to get so paranoid, bro. Otto from The Simpsons would be the one to tell me that, probably. Anyway, the school bus driver, oh boy. That isn't paranoia. That's called anxiety that you get overwhelmed by. Just imagine, like, you get anxiety without the weed. Imagine how bad it can get with the weed. Then remove yourself from the earth and be in this, like, tiny little tin can flying around above our planet. You know, like, one tiny pebble going at... You're going 17,000 miles an hour one way in orbit. This thing's going whatever speed a different way, if that's possible. It would just tear right through you. You wouldn't even stand a chance. You'd be like, right, you'd be like, oh my God, I'm bleeding to death now because I no longer have a nipple because it hit me right there. Dude, just imagine that. So to like take, I don't know what they're going to do with the cannabis in space. I didn't really read it. Just immediately had jokes. I was like, let's go with it. But imagine if someone did get to use it. You're trapped in a tin can. You can't get out. You're like flying over everything down below and you're super duper vulnerable. Just imagine going light speed like in Star Wars or whatever. Someone like a wrench comes flying off the Millennium Falcon. The next people to come through just tears right through them. These are things that you have to accept when you're watching sci-fi movies. Anyway, yeah, I just can't imagine what weed would do for people with anxiety if you were trapped up in space. I guess those people are like pretty cool and probably don't touch the devil's lettuce, but you know. Okay, anyway, just some thoughts. Have a great day. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for listening to the end of the show. New graphics coming soon.
The end of the end of the show. The end of the end of the show. The end of the show.
The end of the show.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.